Editor's note. This article has been amended since its original publication. Adam Myers was descended from an American family, his grandfather serving as a captain in a regiment of Tories who remained loyal to king and country during the American Revolution. Adam's father, David Myers, was born near Utica, New York, in 1800. As a young married man, David Myers moved to Canada and lived in Markham for a spell, but by around 1830 he had settled a farm in Innisfil on the south half of Lot 16 Concession 10, which became known, locally, as Myers Corners. It was here, on this quiet farm, that Adam was born to David and his second wife, Mary Ann. His first wife had died in childbirth, on Jan. 10, 1842. Adam grew into a strong, tireless young man, large for his age, who began working at the sawmill of Thomas Mulholland, located in Craigvale just a few short miles from the family farm. Adam worked hard and saved diligently so that in 1862, at the age of 20, he could purchase the southwest corner of the family farm. He had powerful motivation. He was courting Mary Hudson, a beautiful girl from Penetanguishene, then 15 years of age, and needed a home of his own before he could ask for her hand. Adam didn't intend to be a farmer, however. He had other plans. Adam built a two-story tavern on the property. The first floor was occupied by the barroom and accommodations for travelers, while the second floor was reserved for Adam and Mary. Mary's parents were satisfied that Adam could provide for their daughter, and a date was set for the wedding, February 8, 1867. Adam spent the 4 days prior to the marriage shopping for furniture in Toronto so that their living quarters would feel like a warm home for this new wife. Adam and Mary would have 7 children. Alice, who died in infancy, Thomas Harrison, Harry, George, Mark, twins Elma and Emma, and John. The tavern prospered as well, welcoming road and rail travelers and serving locals. In the spring of 1883, Adam took terribly sick with tuberculosis. Mary lovingly tended to her husband, until she too was felled with the illness. The two lay sweating and coughing in bed for several weeks, growing increasingly sick. Mary's strength gave out on March 18. Adam lost his own battle, perhaps losing the will to fight, the day after, on March 19. She was 36, he was 41. They were interred together at St. Paul's Anglican Church Cemetery. Their 6 young children, torn apart by grief, were separated as well when they were put up for adoption. We appreciate the contribution of Bill Warnica for providing some historical research that assisted with this article.